Star 94.1. We welcome L. Spencer Smith and Testament. How are you?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, Stay, how you doing?
Hey, I am doing so fine. I am blessed to talk to you. Man, let me tell you, you got a popping CD, man.
Man, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey. The support has been really overwhelming. God has just tremendously blessed us, and I tell you, we're just so glad that everybody's being blessed by the album, and I guess the best is yet to come.
Hey, you know what? When I first heard the song, I'm Free, right?
I thought
to myself, well, that's going to be the song on the CD.
But
you know what? I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to speak life to this. Surgery.
Man, oh, yeah.
Everybody, hey, man, they're going to know you by Surgery, L. Spencer.
Oh, man, that's great.
Hey, that is a fantastic song. First of all, tell us about the song I'm Free.
Well, I'm Free actually was a song that we did in our praise and worship, and we kind of just put it together. I was driving along, and I'm a big Earth, Wind & Fire fan, and I just kind of heard that real old 70s beat. And God just gave me those words that I'm free. And that song really is a personal testimony, because at that particular time, I was I'm a pastor, I'm a father, and all these different kinds of things. And so many times people can box you into what they want you to be, and you end up in bondage to the expectation of other people. And I just heard the Lord say to me, I set you free. Who I set free is free indeed. And I set you free to be who I called you to be. And that just resonated in my spirit. And the words just came, and the tune just came, and there you have it. I'm free. And it's been blessing people all around the country just to be able to tell people and for them to declare that they are free to do what God and to be what God has called them to be.
Are you making a statement with your project?
Definitely, definitely. The whole, you know, I think in gospel music right now, the whole tension is between how do we maintain our identity as Christians and yet be relevant to the culture and to the people whom God is sending us to. And statement is really a opportunity for me and the group to say, you can still be saved and sanctified and represent Christ, but you've got to be able to be relevant to the generation, and you have to be the statement to the generation, and not just say you're saved, but live it, and it must be identified. Even if you don't say the word Jesus, 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 there ought to be a life that we live that people can attest that we are definitely making a statement on behalf of God.
Now, let's talk about some more songs on the project. The song Right Here, I like that, man.
Huh? Oh, man, that's hot. I love it. That's one of my favorite songs.
Right Here.
Right Here is interesting, because Right Here is a testimony for everybody who the devil tried to make them give up, who the enemy thought that they would never fulfill their purpose, that they would just crumble under the pressure of life. It is an emphatic statement. It is a testimony to say, no matter what comes, when the dust settles, when the smoke clears, when the fight is over, when the war has ceased, I'm going to be standing right here, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And it's a power song. I get way up there on the high notes on that one. It's just a blessed song. It's a blessed song of encouragement.
Speaking of a song of encouragement, we have to talk about Surgery. Tell us about Surgery.
Wow. Surgery is what I call a naked song. And when I say that, what I mean is Surgery is a song where it gives you the ability, the heart, the spirit, the soul, not to hide and to prop yourself up on your own religious perfection. It is indeed an opportunity for anyone to say, God, I have flaws, but I want to do your will. It's not that I don't want to. It's just that some of the things that I go through makes me feel like I'm disqualified. And if you get your hand involved in my life, Lord, then I know that I'll be able to stand as a vessel for you no matter what. So Surgery is a naked song. It's a song that really speaks of the true heart of every believer that has ever struggled with anything within them but yet want to do the will of God. We can ask God to create in us a clean heart, and he'll perform surgery on us, and I tell you, and make us fit for the master's use.
As a pastor and a father, what message can you leave with young son or a young daughter?
Wow. I think for me, I have to go back to our first album, Assignment Number One. And what I would leave to my son and my daughter and all the young people out there is that find God and you will find out your assignment number one. David's heart was so pure toward God. He said, you know, one thing I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after. And once you begin to find out what God's purpose and destiny is for your life, with bulldog tenacity, stay in touch with that. Stay akin to that. Stay with that no matter what comes or what goes. Stay with that, and I promise you God will take you to places that you never thought you would be. And that's what I tell my children all the time. That's what I say. Whatever God has called you to do, no matter what anybody else says, you do your assignment number one, and God will bless you tremendously for that.
The song Greater, where were you when you got into that song, when you wrote that song, when you did that song Greater?
Actually, our drummer wrote that song, and he gave me the words to it, and I read it. We wrote that song actually for the Katrina victims, and because we live in Alabama, we got a whole lot, right the day after Katrina, we got a whole lot of people to come to our church, and we housed them, and we fed them, and just to see the look on their face of hopelessness, our drummer, Romel Gibson, who is a master writer, we got together in the studio, and he said, I really want to do something and write a song of encouragement for the Katrina victims, and Greater came out. He takes away the first thing to give something greater to you. Because sometimes we think that what we have right now is the best that God wants to give us. And the way that sometimes he shakes us into the best of that is he has to take away the things that we're comfortable with. And that song just came out of that secret place of being able to say, you know, God, you're going to do greater. And that's where it came from. And I tell you, when we sing that, we just get tore up. Because I tell you, it's such a major testimony to say that God is going to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think.
Our guest is L. Spencer Smith.
Yes,
man,
yes.
Brother Smith, was this a fun song doing the song You Bring Me Joy? Is that a happy song?
Oh, man, we had such a wonderful time doing it. And the funny part about that H Day was when we got in the studio and really started working on it, we're all music majors. I'm a music major, and all my staff, we're music majors. So we wanted to do something from a different time, and so we pulled out that 20s to 40s kind of era, that kind of jazz era, and we just had a fun time recording it. When our record company heard it, they were like, whoa, that's really pushing it, because we kind of pulled out all of our background to do that song. And it came together, and it really punches. It's churchy, but it's jazzy, and we had a great time doing that. Awesome time in the studio doing that song.
I don't want to put you on the spot,
Uh-oh,
here it comes. If you were to minister to Michael Vick, what would you say? What would you say to that young brother?
If I were to minister to Michael Vick, what would I say? Oh, my God. I would tell him that his destiny is not lost. I would tell him that God's purposes over his life would prevail. But I would also tell him that sometimes when God lifts you up, elevation and promotion has a responsibility. And what simply that means, sometimes you got to change your environment to make sure that you maintain your integrity. And when you don't change your environment, sometimes people don't have the same thing invested that you do have. And I would definitely sing the song Greater, because I believe that God is not through. I believe God is going to get glory out of his life. I believe all of that. And to keep his head up even through this transition, this is a wonderful life lesson that he's learning in terms of the responsibility of notoriety, that when God lifts you up, when God opens up a door, there's just some people and some things you just cannot do, even if you have the money. What would it profit a man to gain the world and lose his whole soul, lose himself in the throes of all of the popularity? So I would definitely encourage him, but I would tell him, learn the life lesson, because God is not through, but he can end his career if he doesn't hear God speaking to him through this situation.
L. Spencer Smith, finally, where do you see Testament taking you?
Wow.
I'm sorry, state.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay.
You asked a hard question. Man. Right now, HJ, everybody in Virginia, they're probably the only ones that know this. We're right now under the radar working on a new album that is going to be the centerpiece of Testament. That some of the songs that we're working on now is just literally going to, it's going to take the gospel music industry by storm. Just collaborating, getting together, all the things. I think where it's going to take me is we really want to start doing crusades around the country, not concerts, but crusades, and really get together with some of the cutting-edge gospel groups and really go into the places where the church tells us that we can't go, but we're going where Jesus sends us to really be the statement. The Bible says if the salt has lost its savor, it is good for nothing. And the best way to find out if the salt has lost, has the taste that it's supposed to have, is to take it someplace where it doesn't have any flavor. And so that's the next thing that God is giving, the next platform that God is setting up for us. And myself, I'm a pastor of two churches. I'm praying about a third location. And God is just opening up so many doors. So, HJ, you asked the doozy right at that time, but we're going to do all that God has called us to do with His help and His anointing.
Our guest, L. Spencer Smith, I really appreciate it. And
thank you so much.
Hey, we've got to talk again when the new project comes out. I have more questions for you.
I'm sure. I am sure. I am sure.
May God continue to bless you.
And, you too, AJ.
Hey, thank you. And surgery, oh, man. Folks are just calling like, who is that? Who? I said, L. Spencer Smith, the Testament. Go get it.
Man, it's awesome. It is awesome. Thank you so much, HJ, and the Virginia Beach family, man, for supporting us. Y'all have been a blessing. I tell you, when I look at the scans, and y'all are just supporting our project, the very first one, this one, and I just thank God for you all and the work that you all do and the support that you have for our ministry.
Thank you. Our guest, L. Spencer Smith and Testament on Star 94.1.